Hey everyone, welcome back to Calm and Confident. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let's face it, life can be a real roller coaster, right? One minute you're riding high on that happiness wave, the next minute you're plummeting down into a pit of stress or negativity. That's where resilience comes in, folks. It's not about avoiding those tough times because let's be honest, they're inevitable. It's about bouncing back stronger, wiser, and more prepared for whatever life throws your way. And guess what? Emotional intelligence is a secret weapon that unlocks the superpower of resilience. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with another self-help buzzword, stick with me for a minute. Because emotional intelligence isn't about being all touchy-feely or pretending to be someone you're not. It's about understanding your own emotions, recognizing them in others, and using that knowledge to navigate the world with more grace, confidence, and resilience. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that mental muscle. First off, self-awareness is king. Ever notice how some people seem to breeze through challenges while others get completely overwhelmed? It's often because those who handle stress well have a strong sense of self-awareness. They know their triggers, their patterns, and their strengths. Think of it like knowing your emotional thermostat you can regulate the temperature instead of letting it run wild. Second, practice active listening. Seriously, people crave to be heard. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen to what others are saying. Not just with your ears, but with your heart. When we actively listen, we build stronger connections, understand different perspectives, and learn valuable lessons from those around us. Third, manage your emotions like a pro. It's okay to feel angry, sad, frustrated. These are all natural human emotions. But how you handle them makes all the difference. Instead of letting negativity take over, try mindfulness techniques, exercise, journaling, or even just taking a deep breath and counting to 10. Remember, you're not a slave to your emotions. You have the power to choose how you respond to them. Fourth, develop empathy like it's your superpower. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes can be a game changer. It allows us to understand their perspective, build compassion, and navigate difficult conversations with more sensitivity and understanding. Plus, being empathetic makes you a better friend, colleague, and human being overall. Finally, practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Forgive your mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes. It's how we pick ourselves up that matters. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Now, let me tell you about this time I was working on a project that felt like climbing Mount Everest, deadlines were looming, and my brain was fried. I had a tendency to spiral into negativity, you know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming. But this time, instead of letting myself get consumed by stress, I took a step back. I practiced some deep breathing exercises, reminded myself of past successes, and reached out to a friend for support. It wasn't about pretending everything was fine, it was about acknowledging my feelings, managing them in a healthy way, and reminding myself that I had the strength to overcome this challenge. Guess what? We pulled through. And not only did we complete the project, but I learned some valuable lessons about resilience and emotional intelligence along the way. So remember, building resilience isn't just about surviving the storms, it's about thriving in them. By cultivating your emotional intelligence, you can navigate life's challenges with grace, confidence, and a whole lot of calm. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Maybe they're facing a tough time or just looking to level up their life gain. And as always, let me know your thoughts in the comments below. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay calm, confident, and keep rocking those daily wins.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.